Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And we start off the show talking about Bailey Zappe getting picked up by the Browns. He is now on the practice squad. So this is Cleveland, the home of talking about second, third, fourth injured and practice squad quarterbacks. So we got to make sure that we get equal time for Bailey Zappe, even though he's on the practice squad. So, but what does that mean? What does that mean for Shedeur Sanders? Why would they, you know, who will they use as a scout team quarterback? Will it be Sanders? Will it be Zappe? Where does Zappe stand in this whole thing behind Gabriel and Flacco? And, you know, Joe's going to make the start a week from Sunday against Cincinnati. So we've been kind of kicking that around. And, Jeff, you know, you've had some pretty good thoughts on what exactly Bailey Zappe is.
He's just here, Andy, taking snaps. Insurance might help get the scout team ready. Who knows? Again, I'm disappointed they didn't get a look at Kenny Pickett. At least a look in games and see. You know, my thought is, could there be a guy who could be your quarterback of the future on this team right now? I thought it might be Pickett. Thought it might be Gabriel. Outside chance, it's Shedeur. And I say outside because I think you wouldn't find out as quickly with Shedeur. You know, it might take a little while, and that's okay too. I mean, we've seen guys sit and then become really good. I mean, look around the NFL.
Oh, I agree.
You know, Love in Green Bay right now.
Right.
Aaron Rodgers.
We all push the button on these rookies to get them out on the field as fast as we can. And I just.
Not always the best recipe for success long term, is it?
I totally agree with you.
Sometimes it is. Not always.
It's hard because, like, we watched Carson Schwechter jump right out on the field.
Well, different position.
Right. But I think people make that argument. You know, we really wanted a rookie to start at running back this year. That doesn't appear to be happening.
Oh, no, it will be happening. Just his name is Dylan, not Quinshon.
Well, but I'm just saying right out of the gate.
I'll bet it's Dylan Sampson.
Maybe. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Let's go Ryan in Akron. Hi, Ryan.
Hello.
How are you?
Hi, Ryan.
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
I'm calling because I just don't understand why Joseph Vincent Flacco doesn't get the respect this man deserves. Like, he was our mortal enemy as Cleveland Browns fans for years. And the guy comes in, five games, he sets the franchise record for the Cleveland Browns for most consecutive 300-plus passing yard games. The guy is 40 years old, and he came in with what I think is a worse offense than we have now. If you go look at 2023, our defense was like impeccable. It was like number one, I think. And now he's got more weapons. Joe's the type of guy that runs an offense. And if you're open, the ball's coming your way. You better just catch it. I wanted to make a couple points. That being number one, the Browns fan base is just so wrapped up in being negative over these years. last year is not a good determining factor of the team and where the team was at. Kevin Stefanski last year said, hey, I'm not good for Deshaun Watson. Bring in whoever you think is going to help this guy. And they did, and Deshaun still failed. So what we have now is a guy that holds the franchise record for a competent, way competent offense. And if that doesn't work and he gets hurt or he goes, you know, 1-5 or 0-6, you got Gabriel coming in. And here's my thing about Gabriel. We haven't seen him throw the ball downfield. He's a very efficient quarterback with what he knows how to do.
Mm-hmm.
But these fans of Sanders, and this is the last thing I need to say, these fans of Sanders want to rush him in. I want to give everybody a better perspective. Dylan Gabriel might be peaked. He might be a lifetime backup and a good one. Like he could be Case Keenum 2.0 at a cheaper price. You want to see what happens to Gabriel out there before you put Shador out there, because I'm with you. I believe that the upside for Shador is way better if he can keep this legendary crap and all the hoopla that, you know, Browns fans are sick of. The ownership's sick of. They don't want any baggage anymore. Why do you think Quinshon's
out? I don't know. I mean, Ryan, thank you. I agree with everything you said until the last line. I think ownership doesn't baggage doesn't mean anything to this ownership group. We've had too many guys in here with baggage. I mean, when they brought Deshaun in, he had the Rolls Royce of baggage when he came in here. And, let's face it. I mean, Sanders still sells jerseys. And if you're trying to make money, does it matter if you win or lose? If you lose consistently for a long time, put a horrible product on the field, yeah, you're going to hurt. You know, you're not going to sell season tickets, but I don't know. This franchise always seems to have a little bit of controversy around it, and it makes national media talk about our organization, whether it's good or bad, they're talking.
As far as the Flacco respect thing, Joe did a fine job here for a very short period of time, and it was fun to watch, without question. It was absolutely fun to watch. He's not your long-term answer, and I hope he can hold down the fort this year. I'm not convinced that he's going to do a great job here, because I've seen him since he left Baltimore. I keep mentioning that, and nobody wants to take a look.
We want to believe what we saw here in Cleveland in a short period of time.
And that's okay. He was, you know, he did an okay job. He had some good moments in Indy last year, but couldn't hang on to the job. They wanted to get a look at Anthony Richardson. He was okay in Denver. He was okay with the Jets. He's been okay, and I hope he can be better than okay here. But let's not put Joe in the Hall of Fame. He's not gonna finish off a Hall of Fame career by leading the Browns to the Super Bowl. And
put him in the Hall of Fame though?
I hope he does really well here. I really do. Why? Because he's our quarterback, and I love listening to the guy talk. Love watching his arm. I hope he's okay here. But let's not immortalize Joe Flacco.
I don't know. I'll give him I'll immortalize him for the four games that he played until the playoff game. I'll give it to him.
Or five.
Okay. Until you get to the playoff game, I have faith in him. I think he can start 17 games this year. I think he can.
He's
help
been
this
healthy
team win.
For most of his career.
I think he can help this team
guy.
Win. And I want to give him every opportunity in the world to take this thing in the right direction. The problem for us as Browns fans is you must be prepared for things to go sideways. It is in our DNA, sideways, when it comes to the Browns quarterback situation. So always be ready for the next man up. And in this case, it's Gabriel or Sanders. And we'll see what happens down the road. I believe in Joe Flacco. But the problem I have is that they didn't last year. But that's because they thought Deshaun was going to be healthy and was going to be able to play. And they didn't want the...
And that Jameis would be a better fit to go along with him.
Yeah, with him. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily for the team, but Jameis was better for Deshaun.
I'd agree with that, Andy.
And to me, that bothers me because I would have liked to have seen Flacco come back last year. But I'm not stupid. Like, come on. You're paying this guy all this money. You want to see what he can do. You felt like he was in the best shape of his career. You felt like if there was ever an opportunity for him to take over this team that had just made the playoffs, that he would have the opportunity, and it didn't work again. Ouch. And so now you go back and you're like, okay, let's go get Joe again and see if we can get some wins this year while we know that Deshaun is out for this season probably, and then we'll see what happens for his contract in the offseason. D is in Cleveland. What's up, D?
Hey, what's going on?
How are you?
Pretty good. So this is what I think. And just ride with me.
Okay.
Flacco goes 4-2.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. That would be stunning. I'd love it.
Dylan comes in 3-3, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he looks like what he probably is as a career backup. But we in playoff contention. Now, do you bring in a healthy Deshaun Watson because this will be around the time he come back, or do you bring in Shador? I don't think Shador is going to see the field anytime this year.
Why would you bench Flacco if he was 4-2?
Well, I'm just saying something happens. You know, quarterbacks. I'm just thinking Cleveland Browns. We haven't had it.
Yeah, I hate that you're predicting injury, and I'm not going to argue with you.
D, I think you're right, man. I think you're right. If Deshaun's healthy and they're sitting there at 7-5, it's return on investment. How are they going to bench him?
Right.
They're not. I don't see it. Yeah, everyone said I was crazy. Everyone says I'm crazy. Maybe we're crazy together, right, D? Because I think if he's healthy by that time,
I think so.
And they're at 500, he's coming back on the field.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because why would you put Shador out there when we try to go for the playoffs? You're not going to. Shador is next year. Everybody didn't want to see Shador. That's next year's project. That's next year you'll see Shador. He'll compete for the job really realistically because he has a lot of talent. And I think the Browns realize that with Shador, he could be a home run hit, but they have to take their time. He's a playmaker, but he has to learn how to play within the system.
See, here's the problem, D. Yeah. Here's the problem. They're sitting there with two first-round picks for next year. Shador is not going to come in and compete for the starting job next year. I think everybody needs to understand that. I don't think Dylan Gabriel, I don't think anybody's going to compete for this.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Starting job next year.
I have a path.
It's going to be somebody holding down the fort until whoever they take in the first round next year is ready to go. Let's keep that in mind. There's not going to be any big competition. They're going to draft a guy.
D, if you think Shador's got a shot to be the starting quarterback, he's going to have to get a handful of games this year as a starter. And he's got to prove it. You know what I'm saying? I think he will. That's the thing. All right, D, thank you. Appreciate you. Good phone call. Let's go to Mike in Cleveland. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you guys?
We're good. We're good.
Yeah. I got a question. Now, they put Zappe, I think that's his name.
Yeah, Bailey Zappe.
On the practice squad.
Right.
Now, how does he get his reps? I mean, you know.
He's the scout team quarterback. He plays the role unless they have Shador do it. I think it depends on who they play, too. Which one looks the role of the opposing quarterback?
Okay, so Shador is not really on the practice squad.
No, he's not. He's on the active roster. He is 100%. They can light it up and let him go any Sunday.
Okay, but he can still do practice squad stuff. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, or scout team. That's the difference. Oh, okay. Like, you use these practice squad guys on the scout team to emulate the team you're going to play that week.
Okay, final question. Do you think they would put Zappe in front of Shador? I mean, you know, like...
In that position? Again, I think I personally think it depends on the quarterback they're playing against each and every week. If Shador mirrors who they're going to play, or they think Shador could make the defense better, then it would be Shador. It might be Dylan Gabriel, too. Although I don't know that I would run my backup as a scout team quarterback. But those, you know, how many times have you listened to a game like during the week? They're like, you know, we won that game because our team got us prepared. Our scout team got us ready to go for the next week. So it's going to be Bailey or it's going to be Shador. I think it depends on the quarterback they're playing each and every week. But, you know, he would be it if they need him to do it.
So you got guys like Lamar Jackson and Allen and those guys that could run and they're tall and everything. I'm pretty sure they wouldn't use Zappe. Would they use Shador?
Just depends on who it is. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. I don't know. You tend to lean more on Zappe than you do Shador and emulating other quarterbacks.
Oh, I don't know.
On the scout team.
I would run the guy who's been more experienced in the NFL at this point. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't think it's that big of a deal. If the Browns think that Shador should do it, then he'll do it. If they think Zappe should do it, he'll do it. I'm more concerned about who's running the Cleveland Browns rather than who's running the Pittsburgh Steelers the week they play the Steelers.
Although that's how you get ready.
It's exactly right, Andy.
Yeah, that's how you get ready. Just sticking with basketball for a second, you know, you end up with Max Strus, which we really didn't get into big time the other day. He's got the Jones fracture, so he's out for 3 to 4 months. Just your thoughts on that and what that means for this team.
It means Lonzo Ball better stay healthy. Means Tyson better be ready to go. You're missing two of your starters, basically, with Darius Garland and Max Strus being out. Now, I think in a perfect world, Max Strus is coming off the bench. And Max missed time last year as well. If Ball can be healthy, Andy, and I don't know if anybody will like this comment. I think if Lonzo Ball can be healthy, you'll see the way that this offense should really work. And I say that because Lonzo is a point guard. He is a tall point guard, and he is defensive-minded and pass-first-minded. And in other words, he's everything that Darius Garland isn't. And Darius is so much that Lonzo isn't. But I love the idea of Lonzo Ball healthy at point guard. I don't know that he can ever be what he once was because his knees are just his knee was completely reconstructed from, you know, cadaver parts.
Sure.
And I wonder if he can be healthy. But if he can, Andy, I think he's the perfect type of point guard for this team. I really do. And I've made it clear for years that the two small guards who are ball dominant is not my recipe to win an NBA championship. A 6'6 point guard who is a great defender and pass first is the recipe for me. I hope the Cavs can pull it off, you know, with the two small point guards who are ball dominant. But if not, Lonzo Ball might be there to be able to help. So I think they're going to have to survive without him. What we saw last year, Andy, is winning, what was it, 64 games in the regular season doesn't mean anything come postseason time.
No, I, the other part of it is, you know, if you're going to have that surgery, do it now, right? And then you miss the beginning of the season, because I think that's what showed us, you know, we got all excited about the beginning of the year last year and how hot they got and how great they were, blah, 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 blah. And then you get to the playoffs and you're like, oh, maybe they peaked early, or maybe, you know, they just ran into, they ran into a buzzsaw last year with Indiana. And you called that right out of the gate. So, but the pressure of winning in the beginning of the season changes when you're missing essentially two starters, right? The way you look at it.
Yeah, but you know what? We saw last year that winning in the season, regular season and everything, I mean, it was awesome. It set a great tone and everything else, but the team wasn't ready to go, you know, come playoff time. It wasn't as good as it was. So I hope that I'm guessing this year, Andy, will not be a 64-win regular season. I'm guessing it might be more like a 50 to 57-win regular season, and that's just fine if the team is really healthy and really ready to go come playoff time.
Is that what we learned? I mean, is that what we learned about last season?
Well, I think we knew that anyway. You know, you've got to have the right team and the right matchup and be the type of team that can thrive in the playoffs. I really like Lonzo Ball being here, the trade with Isaac Okoro. I really like that. But the problem is, I really like Lonzo Ball on what he was when he was healthy. And I my fingers are crossed that he can be healthy. He's a terrific passer, scrappy, good defender. I mean, he's the perfect complement to Donovan Mitchell. To me, that type of player is the perfect complement to Donovan Mitchell.
Do the Cavs try to make another offseason move here then? If you're
No, I don't think they need to.
If you don't have Strus and you don't have Garland early on,
and who knows when you will.
Yeah, I just don't know. I don't know.
I don't think you need to. You're going to win a lot of games. Donovan Mitchell, Evan Mobley, and Jared Allen are going to win you a lot of games.
That's true. But it's not. I just the pressure of the way the season rolled out last year will be totally different, I think. Because I think we'll be sitting here saying, well, you know, and I know you're talking about the guys that will be on the floor, but when you look at who won't be on the floor, that's where I think people will back off, and they'll be like, just wait. Let's wait it out. Hang on. If things don't go perfect, if you're like, just wait till Strus gets back. I mean, he's out for a while. He's rehabbing. He's getting better. We'll see what he looks like, how much he can help this team. Garland more so than Strus, though, is the other point. Like, okay, like I think people are forgetting that Garland's going to be out to start the season.
Well, you're not. Neither am I.
No, I know.
Neither are they. And now Max Strus is out. So they'll just have to do some things on the fly. Honestly, Andy, I think they have guys in place that might be able to help. I like Jalen Tyson. I'm real anxious to see what he can do with more playing time, and I'm hoping that he earns that and gets it. But he's going to have to earn it.
Do you guys think the pressure will be higher due to the fact that the East is as wide open as it is?
No. I think the pressure is going to be there on this team regardless. And you know why? This team is somewhat locked in. This is what you have. These are your guys. You're paying them. You've got that second apron and all that stuff. You're not going to be able to make major moves unless you bust it up. I mean, this is it. It's Darius Garland, Donovan Mitchell, Evan Mobley, Jared Allen, DeAndre Hunter. This is it. And they either have to make this work or bust it up. And I think they get another year to try and make it work. And if it doesn't, it would be foolish to bring it back again for another season if they don't get, say, out of the second round of the playoffs. There's nothing wrong with growth. And, you know, if they got to the Eastern Conference Finals next year and didn't win, okay. That's a step. That's okay. But that's the way NBA teams go.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
I mean, it sometimes takes a while.
Our friends at FanDuel still think the Cavaliers are the team to beat in the East. The Knicks are slightly behind
them. Hard to argue
them.
With that, Andy.
Orlando would be third, just kind of looking at some of the numbers that they have going on. Obviously the Western Conference looks way tougher. Thunder, team to beat. Indiana suffers the injuries, man. That dumped them way back down.
Well, and they tore it down, too.
Yeah.
Because they moved down from Miles Turner.
Seems weird, doesn't it? And actually kind of sad. I feel bad for because we've kind of been there a little bit before. We've seen that in baseball. We've seen that in other places here. The Celtics, Sixers. I'm just kind of going back and looking at, like, Cavs are plus 700. Knicks are plus 850. So they're right behind the Cavaliers walking into the season. Donovan Mitchell's third best to win MVP, too.
Can I ask a question that's going to make Jeff cringe?
Yeah, go for it. I love those questions.
Those are the best. They're Andy's favorites. Yeah.
Is there anything the Cavaliers can do, positively speaking, in the regular season that will have any meaning to the fan base?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what can happen? Lonzo Ball can be healthy. Jalen Tyson can come along. Tyrese Proctor can look like a really nice rookie. I mean, there are some things, and Tyrese is a second-round draft choice. NBA said, you want to talk about draft choices not producing? Second-round picks are a crapshoot in the NBA. Hopefully he can step in and do the job. Andy, there's a lot of things where this team can make some really nice steps. By the way, we're having trouble hooking up with Charles Oakley. That's why you're not hearing him right now. Yeah. So
he was supposed to join us here this time. But, again, he's got good things going on here in town, too. He's got, again, the Oak Out Hunger, seventh year they're doing it. Tomorrow at the Lutheran Metropolitan Ministry, the men's shelter on Lakeside Avenue. So making sure that folks don't go hungry. Over 25,000 meals to Americans facing food insecurity nationwide. So Oak must be having trouble with the phone line.
Remember when he had a car wash in town?
No.
He had a car wash in town. And one of the reasons he did it is because he wanted to put people to work. Charles has done some nice things in town.
Where was it? Where was the car wash?
I want to say it was on Carnegie, but I'm not sure.
Well, there's there was one across the street from the clinic. That's why it was always
I'm
busy.
I'm not sure.
You know, and it's not too far from where he went to high school either.
Yep.
John Hay over there too.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. When you think back on Oakley's career, what do you what goes through your mind?
He was a beast.
Yeah,
that's what goes through my mind. You know, the thing about Charles, there are not a whole lot of guys like Charles Oakley in the league today. Now, he had a specific skill set. But what I mean by there's not a lot of guys like him, forwards, power forwards in this day and age, are these lanky guys who step out behind the three-point line. There are not a lot of big-bodied, rough-and-tumble forwards in the league like there used to be. And Charles was about as good as you got when it came to that. And I respected that guy as a player so much because you know what he did, Andy? He went out and did things to make his team better. He protected his superstars. He was, and I'm not going to say enforcer because that's the wrong word. That makes you think that he's out beating up people. That wasn't what was going on.
No, he was
out playing good, hard-nosed basketball.
Yeah, could you imagine if the Cavs had somebody like him? You were looking for that guy that could be an enforcer out there that and still be able to play the game the right way. He was drafted by the Cavs and then ended up going to the Bulls.
One of the worst trades the franchise has ever made.
Why did they do that?
I don't have any idea.
They got
Keith Lee for him.
Calvin Duncan.
Keith Lee.
Yeah.
And, you know, they flopped the other guys. But
Ennis Watley was the other guy in the trade. Yeah,
ridiculous.
Just weird. The other thing I always wondered, too, and I don't know. I remember sitting around with you. I think we were at a playoff game with him, with you, me, Brad Sellers. We were sitting around. Do you remember this?
Recently?
Yeah. I mean,
like 2016?
Yeah, in LeBron era. Yeah. I don't know. I just remember. I always wondered how
with
come.
With Charles? I remember.
Yeah, Charles was sitting there.
I remember watching a playoff game with Charles and Brad.
Yeah.
And I don't remember you being there.
No, it was halftime. Thanks, jerk. Total jerk. Do you know? And I can't remember.
I do remember that. And we were sitting there watching this game, and I just sat there and kept my mouth shut because I've got Brad Sellers and Charles Oakley talking basketball. Oh my God. I've been so privileged over the years to be able to watch basketball and be around terrific NBA players. And you just sit there and keep your mouth shut and listen and learn. That was a great day. I mean, that was awesome. It's funny. I hadn't remembered that, Andy, until you just reminded me of it.
I was looking through some of his other stuff, too, that he had. Those businesses that you were talking to. The car wash, I think, was actually in East Cleveland.
It was on Carnegie, actually.
Oh, it was? The one I just said?
I've had confirmation.
Oh, you did? So I was right.
Our man, James Bridges.
I should have just said that right
James
away.
Got his car washed there.
He also had car washes in Brooklyn and Yonkers, too.
So. Nice.
Yeah, okay. Oh, and his sister did the one, had part of that, too. So good for him. And also a piece of one of the really good steakhouses there in town, too. So, all right, I want to move on here, Jeff. And I was trying to remember where we're going. We're going college football. Yeah, I don't know why I did that. We have like five things that we were talking about doing. But Ohio State takes on Texas. That's a noon game on Saturday at the Shoe. There was an interesting point to this game that was brought up this morning with Doug LaMaurice on the morning show about, hey, you've got two teams that are going to make the playoffs at the end of the year if everything goes right. I can't imagine either one of these two teams not making the college football playoffs. Is it less meaningful because it is the first week of the season? Does that make a difference?
In this game?
Yes.
No. No, it's the Daytona 500, Andy.
You're right. That's a great. I didn't think of it that way.
You run the biggie the first week. Here you go. Okay, it's all down here from here.
It does kind of feel that way, doesn't it?
Just keep turning left, fellas. We'll get back for the Coke Zero 400.
It's interesting.
I do think it's really cool that this game is week one. But it's weird. I will say it's weird. But that you want good teams. Forgive me. I don't mean any disrespect here. Aren't you glad that they're playing Texas and not Miami of Ohio or Bowling Green?
Yes, in week one. Like, unfortunately, because I was down there for so long, there is value. Like, Bowling Green would be interesting because Eddie George is there now. But there is value to those games. And I always thought Jim Trussell saw this too. The value to those games is one game at noon or 1 o'clock where you may watch Ohio State put 40 points up the first 2 weeks of the season is a gigantic payday for those Mid-American Conference teams that come in. That's the only reason why.
And, yeah, I know.
And I like the fact that they're supporting the Ohio schools by doing that.
Okay. I get it.
That's the only reason why I like those games.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
I'm looking at it from the Ohio State perspective. How often does that happen?
Never.
You're the Ohio State perspective guy.
I'm giving you that. And the other thing that I always find interesting, too, when you watch Ohio State is, especially the last couple of years, with you know this rotating quarterback thing that we've got, it's always a different quarterback. And in some ways, I kind of like, I can't believe I'm saying this. I like not a soft game, but a medium game to start the season off. A team that might be respected, but could give them a little bit of a challenge just because, you know, you're building, and now you're really building like a junior NFL team every year to go back out there. Now, Ohio State's in good shape when it comes to their skill players on offense. Jeremiah Smith is one of the best, if not the best, non-quarterback
in
college football. I love watching him.
Brian Hartline just keeps churning out these receivers, man. The NFL is loaded with Ohio State wide receivers, though.
They've also got, Carnell Tate's back. Brandon Innes is back for this year, too. They've got a freshman named Quincy Porter that's in this year. I don't know how many freshmen we're actually going to get to see Ohio State, and you know how deep they are, right? I mean, they are super deep. I hope Bo Jackson plays in this game. I really do. I don't know where he is.
Bad hits and all?
No, the other one. The new one. The local one. The one from here. Man, the kid was just dynamic in high school. I love watching him play. And then on the defensive side of the ball, I think, you know, if you were used to like Arvo Reese is a name that we all know because he's from here. Sonny Styles is a guy that comes back. We all understand. Caleb Downs is one of the best players in the country. Lorenzo Styles Jr. is another guy that is another impact guy for Ohio State. They just reload every year. It's unbelievable. And they sit here, and I think it's interesting that Texas comes in. They're the number one team in the country. And yet, I think Texas is the underdog in this game. I should probably look before I speak something like that. But Max Clair, this tight end that they've got that came in that was a transfer, I'm looking forward to seeing him. Ohio State's offense is going to be good. Sure, go ahead.
I'm anxious to see Arch Manning.
Oh, no, I'm not mad about that, too. Okay. I'm anxious to see that, too.
I want to see this kid. Is he worth all the hype? Is he going to be Manning worthy? Is he Peyton Eli number one pick worthy?
I do think it's interesting. His family said he needs time to mature.
And you know
what?
He
needs time to get better.
That's smart. Shador fans, Dylan Gabriel fans, listen up.
Are you locked into this game? Because I don't remember you being as locked into a college football game as you are right now, outside of the playoffs.
I do. Don't yell at me. I do believe I have nothing going on at noon on Saturday afternoon.
Uh-oh.
And that means I'll be watching the football game.
I think we're in. Hey, Dan, I think we just got invited to Jeff's house on Saturday.
I don't think you did.
I think we did. I'll bring the Fritos.
You will?
Yeah. Dan, what are you bringing?
Scoops?
Yeah, I'll bring
scoops. I feel it's our time, don't you, Andy?
Yes, Mr.
Hand.
So I
think this is our chili.
Ooh. I missed it. I feel like the Big Ten just doesn't matter anymore. And I know there's this whole Michigan
thing. You know what matters, Andy?
Money?
The Big 30. The top 30 teams in that super conference is going to be so fun. I can't wait.
Have you been following the State Portnoy story too, by the way? Like, I can't believe the fact I'm even saying it right now. I know Dan's a little bit into this too. So, you know, they made him a part of the Fox show, the Fox pregame show. And then there's been all the story about whether he can, you know, come on campus. Could he be on set? Can he do whatever? I think if there's a big winner before this game starts, it's him. Right, Dan? Portnoy and Barstool are the big winner because if someone truly did ban him, and I heard different stories coming out of Columbus, he took it, he leaned into it, and he made it bigger than life for the folks that didn't actually know him.
The term mind-numbing gets thrown around quite often lately. That's where I am with this. Why do I care? Why should I care? This has nothing to do with anything that is taking place on a football field. Why do I care?
I don't know. Why do we care? Why has it become such a gigantic story? You know, I listened to the afternoon show. They're going back and forth with what's going on in Columbus. Why am I forgetting? Former Buckeye.
Tyvis Powell.
No, it's not Tyvis. But he's
Bobby
on 90s.
Bobby Carpenter?
Yeah, Bobby Carpenter. That's it. Sorry. All I could think about was Lancaster. I could think about where he's from. Couldn't think of his name. They've been kind of going back and forth, and they've been ripping each other a little bit. I think it's been good for Carpenter, too, because he gets even more exposure nationally. And then it goes, but why do we care? Why do we care about all this? Because it's smack talk, and we get to listen to it?
I think some of it is the fact that Dave Portnoy is a big Michigan booster, which I know ticks a lot of people off. Oh, you're giving money to a school that...
But he came out and said, Michigan lives rent-free in Ohio State's head. He's right. He was right when he said it. If anyone cares that he's on campus, who cares? You think he's the first guy that doesn't like the Buckeye? I mean, Desmond Howard is out there every week. Think Desmond likes Ohio State? He shouldn't. I don't know. I find it weird. All
think
that stuff.
Kirk Herbstreit likes Ohio State? Some days.
Depends. Wheels is in a car. Wheels.
Hey, guys. What's I was up? Just trying to see what your take is on Arch Manning. And I see all these Browns fans wanting him. I don't think they realize the Mannings aren't going to let the Browns ruin Arch. They're going to do the same thing they did with Eli and say, yeah, you're not drafting him. And if you do, you're going to trade him.
That's an assumption on your part, Wheels.
I mean, I do you really think they're going to let the Browns ruin Manning?
I don't know. You tell me. What's the, I mean.
Ask Peyton, because he and the Haslams
are
friends.
Yeah, that's the question.
And yeah, the Haslams are good behind closed doors, 100%, but we all know how the Browns work. Look how many quarterbacks. It's been, 25 years. We still have yet to find one outside of Baker, and we ran him off.
I couldn't tell you what the Mannings think about the Browns.
I think you're right. I just don't think it'll be very obvious if he doesn't want to come to Cleveland.
It won't be Eli going to the Chargers, obvious.
Right. That was that felt disrespectful. I think they'll figure out a way to make
it nicely.
Yeah.
don't take our kid.
Although, if he has a great year and we have the number one pick and he says, I'm coming out.
I would love him. Don't get me wrong. I would love, Arch. I would love Arch. I don't know if it's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm not there yet. I want to see what it looks like. Wheels, thank you.
Andy, I'm with you. I want to see, is he the guy who should be the number one pick? In fact, if he is going to come out in 2026, is he that guy? I don't know. I want to see all season.
I want to kind of sink my teeth into Nussmeier, a little bit Garrett Nussmeier. I'm intrigued because I watched his dad play when his dad was at Idaho. And I thought his dad was the best quarterback. Was he the best? He was the best quarterback in the Big Sky while I was there. And I would watch him, and it was like everyone wanted to see him. But I'm also, I'm a huge Drew Aller fan, and I want to see what Drew Aller looks like. So I'm not anointing Arch Manning right away as the quarterback I think the Browns should take, nor am I saying he's the number one quarterback if he chooses to come out. Let's watch. Let's sit back. That's why I think this is great. This is why I love it. Cade Klubnik. What's Cade Klubnik all about?
I want to see what he's all about. I'm fascinated with. And the reason is, on top of it, A, I want to see what he looks like, but B, Dabo has avoided the portal and has built this thing from the ground up, and they're saying that this is the year that we are going. I think it was last year, the only teams that didn't bring in transfers, I believe, were Army, Navy, and Clemson. Those are the only teams that didn't hit the portal.
Huh.
So I want to see what this looks like, because Dabo has very much been like, I don't want to deal with the portal. I want to build this thing from the ground up. And this is year two, year three with Cade Klubnik as quarterback that he's picked through this whole thing. And I want to see what it looks like.
Can I throw in
Oklahoma's got a pretty good quarterback, too. I mean, there are plenty of
quarterbacks. Dylan Raiola up at Nebraska, who I am perpetually intrigued by and want to see what he looks like. It's going to be a fun college season. I'm in, man. This is going to be a ball.
Isn't it weird that we're all into, and on the outside, college athletics just looks so dirty. I'm sorry. It just doesn't, but everything's up top, and now Jeff's right. It's almost like you want to say, okay, here's the 30 best teams, let's go. I'm good with it.
There's one other aspect of this that we're kind of forgetting. There's no guarantee that the Browns are going to be in a position, if in fact Arch Manning is the guy, that they're going to be in a position to take Arch Manning.
True.
The Browns might not look like great shakes on paper. They have a defense that might prevent them from getting the number one pick. I don't think they'll get the number one pick on their own. I don't. I think they'll win too many games. And if I have the number one pick, I doubt if I'm going to trade it for two number ones.
The other point is, at what point, if they have a slow start, do you just go all in on making sure you get that number one pick? This franchise knows how to do that. Let me say, they know how to do that. If they need to, they know how to get there.
Well, also
they
need
did
to bring
it
up
last year, Andy.
Bring up Lenora Sellers at North Carolina State, too. That's another, I think, or no, South Carolina State. One of the two. Anyway, Lenora Sellers out there.
Yeah, the other storyline, too, in college football this year, too, that I like, tell me you're not going to have your eyes all over North Carolina.
Oh, God, yeah.
I'm fascinated to see what Bill Belichick looks like in college. I think it'll be successful. I really do. I just think he's got to lighten up just a little bit. And I don't know if it's to the media or to the players.
Yeah, you know,
well, he's doing the Hard Knocks. Hard Knocks is back on.
The thing about Bill in college to me is this. I think he has to present a better front because he's selling North Carolina football. He's trying to get kids to come there and play football for him. He's representing the university.
Do you really think he cares about that?
Well, I think he better because there's a whole board of governors and everything else that does care. And they're, you know, Robert Kraft was held hostage by a great head coach. And I mean that with nothing but praise for right. Bill. You're not going to get rid of a great head coach. So Bill can go out there and be a curmudgeon in front of the media and everything else. You can't, I don't think you can do that in college.
I think he can be a curmudgeon in front of the media. I think he'll be able to do it. There are plenty of coaches out there in college that don't actually have to be the nicest guy.
They just need to answer a couple questions,
and he's great at that.
They're presenting a good front for their university and their program. You know, Nick Saban wasn't all warm and friendly, but Nick was terrific. And, you know, here I am. And I personally just don't think you can do that. I hope for Bill's sake that he's a little more, I don't even know.
Lighten up?
I don't want to say warm and fuzzy because that's not going to happen. But just a little more affable.
And especially for the college season coming up, this is for Pete Thamel, ESPN.
Yeah.
At the Texas-Ohio State game, 31 scouts from 20 teams are going to be there. Two NFL GMs will be live there. At LSU-Clemson this weekend, 35 scouts and 5 GMs will be at that game. At Notre Dame-Miami, 30 scouts will be there. 4 GMs expected to be there as well. And that's according to Pete Thamel, ESPN. So trust me, there's a lot of eyeballs from all over the league on all these games.
This is a big weekend. Big weekend. Man, it's going to be fun. I can't wait till we talk about it on Monday. And we'll talk a little bit more about it tomorrow as well as we get set to talk more about Ohio State and Texas.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.